You're listening to SBS News.
Defying a warning from the military, tens of thousands of Belarusians have again taken to the streets, calling for free elections and the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Triggered by the 65-year-old's re-election in a vote demonstrators say was rigged, mass protests have been held across the former Soviet Republic for 15 consecutive days. In a video address released before the latest rally, Defence Minister Viktor Krenin claimed demonstrators were defacing World War II memorials and highlighted the past use of the red and white protest flag by some Nazi collaborators.
Today we can't sit back and watch our protests are being held by these sacred places under the flags that fascists organised the mass killings of Belarusians, Russians, Jewish people and other nationalities. We cannot allow this. We categorically warn any violation of peace and order in such places, you will have the army to deal with now, not the police.
But while protesters may be frightened by military intervention, they're standing firm. The defiance was no more evident than in the capital Minsk, where around 200,000 people are estimated to have joined a protest. Waving the traditional Belarusian flag adopted by the protest movement, demonstrators turned Independence Square into a sea of red and white, chanting resign and put Lukashenko in a police van. Dmitry Strelsky says he wore his old army uniform to show that Belarus's military should support the demonstrators' push for freedom.
I've put on my uniform, in which I served in 2006 and retired in 2007, to show that the army should be with the people. We do not swear an oath to the commander-in-chief, who should be rotating at least once in 10 years.
Belarus's opposition formed a coordination council last week with the aim of developing a strategy for fair presidential elections and a transition of power from the Lukashenko regime. But authorities have opened a criminal investigation into its creation. Council member Maria Kolesnikova says whatever comes of the protest movement, Belarusians will continue to fight for freedom.
Our resistance is a marathon. The regime cannot deal with this marathon, but we can. We have the will, strength and support of each other. We should all write, go out, speak out, stand up, complain, be uncooperative, boycott, not agree, and keep it up.
Meanwhile, residents of other European countries have held demonstrations expressing solidarity with Belarus. In Lithuania, more than 50,000 people, including the country's president, joined together to create a 30-kilometre-long human chain, stretching from the capital Vilnius to the border with Belarus. The event, called Freedom Way, echoed a similar march in 1989, when more than a million people in Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia formed the Baltic Way to demand an end to Soviet occupation. Andreas Tapinas is one of the organisers of the Freedom Way event.
The Baltic Way was the biggest ever human chain, so we tried to recreate at least small part of it. And this will be a reminder, a proud reminder, that we are still willing to fight for freedom, for the freedom of our neighbours, and I think this is a very strong symbolic gesture.
Around 1,000 people also formed a human chain in Kiev, while more than 100 others took part in a solidarity event in Prague. Amy Hall, SBS News.